Hello, welcome to TeacherToMe.com Live. We're now beginning the fourth class in the Kisei Shulchan Aruch, the abridged code of Jewish law. Fourth chapter, Hanhagot Beit HaKiseh V'dinei Birkat HaShe Yatzar. Here we begin the various different laws concerning our behavior when we are in the restroom, and the laws concerning the blessing after having fulfilled our needs there. Aleph, Yagilat Atzmo Lipanot Erev Boker Shu Zrizut Unkiot. A person should accustom himself to morning and evening relieve himself. This is a matter of Zrizut, a matter of being zealous, and it's a matter of being cleanliness. If he's not able to relieve himself, he should walk 6 feet and then sit. And then again stand and sit and so forth until the person comes to a point where he's able to do so. Or at the very least, a person should try and take all of the thoughts out of his mind, allow him to relax and be able to do what he needs to do. Now, why is this such a concern? Well, first of all, there is this particular element, which is that if a person should delay himself from cleaning himself, then he violates the halakha of thou shalt not make yourselves disgusting. And if a person prevents himself from urinating when he needs to, then he also violates the commandment of not making himself barren. Now, that's the first element in terms of the violations of law, but there's a second element which is brought down by Rav Maruch Eliyahu in his Darkei Halacha, and that is that on top of that, a person is not able to pray, and he's not able to learn, and in fact, he can even pass the time of prayer. In other words, a person cannot function in the capacity of his Jewishness, in terms of the service he needs to do for God, during the entire time that he's like this. And this is this idea of being nakia, being clean, that was mentioned in the beginning of the paragraph. And therefore, we have to be zaris, we have to be zealous to be able to fulfill the functions of our body in order so that we should be ready to be able to serve our Creator in our full capacities at all time. Bet. Yetzanu v'et kisei. We must be modest when we're in the restroom. Lo gilet atzmo ad sheyeshev v'gam az yitzanu shelo yigalot rak mashu muchrach lo legalot shelo letanefet begadav. That when we are there, that we don't start revealing ourselves until we're already sitting. And we also make a point to reduce the amount that we are going to reveal during this time to that which is necessary and that which will prevent our clothing from becoming dirty. And it doesn't really make a difference if this is night or this is day. There's an idea that, again, we need to be tznuah, we need to be modest. And this even applies if the door is closed. And it's not just a matter of modesty. Actually, Rav Maruch Eliyahu brings down an additional reason, which is because of a ruach ra, because of a spirit of impurity that exists as well in these places. But again, that we need to be careful in terms of the way we behave there. That if we find ourselves in a situation where you are going to be in a place where there is no walls, then what a person should do is he should place himself between the north and the south, and the south and the north. But when it comes to going east and west, this is something which is not allowed. Obviously, this is in deference to the Eretz Yisrael, to the land of Israel, and to the Beit HaMikdash, and so forth. As we pray, we always pray towards this. But if there is a wall, then the idea there is to take up that which is going to be the most modest, and therefore we're going to therefore go in terms of the direction of the wall. When it comes to urinating, this can be done in any matter. So a person should not be relieving himself before anybody, that even includes non-Jews. It makes no difference. This is a matter of modesty. But however, the situation is such, though, that if a person is stuck and he has no choice, then even amongst many, even in front of many people, then this would be permissible because of the fact that there's some danger in terms of oneself restraining themselves from urinating. But in all possibility, a person should make a point to be able to again go on the side and avoid contact with people during this time. A person, this is going on to the third halakha, a person should avoid relieving himself in terms of, in other words, bowel movement and so forth, when he's standing. So therefore he also should avoid pushing more than necessary in order so that he should find himself that he is not going to be pushing and therefore rupture the various glands of the rectum and so forth. And also he shouldn't be quick to leave the bathroom until he's clear and sure that there is nothing left inside of him. When a person, in this course we're talking about a man who is going to be relieving himself standing up as far as urinating, he should be careful that it doesn't get on his clothing or on his shoes. At the same time also as a matter not just of modesty but also as a matter of protecting ourselves against sin, God forbid, a person should not therefore hold himself during the time he's doing this. Bevet kisei asur laharher b'divrei Torah. At the time a person is going to the fourth halacha, when a person is in the restroom, he shouldn't be thinking about divrei Torah. L'chein b'yoto shama tov she'er baska b'cheshbonotav shlo yevo lidei hiro Torah ohir averah chas v'shalom. So therefore, what should he think about when he's in the restroom? He should think about his business, think about various accounts and so forth. So this way, again, he shouldn't come to be thinking about something which is, again, something which we wouldn't want to be having there, which are things of Kedusha, meaning Torah, and so forth. And God forbid not to be thinking about something which is from the other side, meaning to think of some avera, some sort of sin, God forbid. So in general, we have a principle that the mind doesn't think about more than one thing at a time. Therefore, if one sets his mind to one thing, he won't find his mind someplace else. Shabbat, what do you do on Shabbat though when a person cannot be thinking about business? What a person can think about is things such as the various miraculous things he's seen, wonderful things that he's seen and he's heard in his life, and so forth and so on. It happens to be the case that if a person finds himself, though God forbid, where he seems to have his mind wandering off towards thoughts of an improper nature, so Rav Mordechai actually mentions that better that he should think about his work than he should be pious in terms of not thinking about business. And so forth, if a person, again, is finding himself necessary to do this, even to prevent himself from thinking about Divrei Torah. But nevertheless, whenever possible, a person should, of course, prevent himself from reaching these levels. But again, on Shabbat, certainly there's other things we'd be thinking about. Nevertheless, also, a person should, of course, not find himself as in the restroom singing and dancing and making various noises and things like this. The idea here is this time is to take care of business, and certainly, again, that's not the time to be, composing your magnum opus. Anyways, going on to the next halacha. A person should clean himself well. Because if there's anything clinging to him, even within the inner sides of things, the situation is such that he can't say anything of Kedusha, anything of holiness. A person has to be naki. Also, we're careful that we do not wipe ourselves in terms of using our right hand only. In other words, because that's the hand that we use in order to bind the tefillin onto our arms. And therefore, also a person should avoid using again the middle finger of their left hand as well, because again that's where the tefillin themselves actually will be wrapped around. So therefore, again, we use your left hand, but we avoid particular use of that finger. A person who is a lefty reverses this situation because his left is his right in comparison to everybody else. The next halacha, b'kol pam shenifnei oshem etil mayim afilu rak tipa achad. Any time a person is going to be using the restroom, even for a drop, yirchatzi davu mayim b'rech birkat sheyatzar. Then what happens is when he finishes and he's washed his hands with water appropriately, that he then outside of the restroom, he then will say the blessing of sheyatzar. If he had urinated or he had gone to the bathroom and he forgot to make the blessing of Sheyatzar, so if he afterwards again he goes to the restroom a second time, not having blessed him in between, and he only makes one blessing in such a situation, not two. It happens to be that if person, Ramon Chalila mentions that if a person remembers, though, within half an hour of having gone, that it's still time that he's able to make a blessing at that point with a full-fledged blessing at that in that particular case. If a person, though, happens to take a laxative and he knows now that he's going to be going to the bathroom many times along those lines, so what he does is he waits until the medicine has worn off and he has to finish all his needs before he makes this particular beracha. Nevertheless, of course, each time he goes to the bathroom, he still goes ahead and he washes himself carefully and so forth and so on. Happens to be that Ramon Chalila brings down the name of the Kaf HaChaim, that if a person fulfills his needs, but then doesn't feel he has to go again, meaning after having left the restroom, then after he washes his hands, then even though he knows in a little bit he's going to have to go again, he would still make a blessing in such a case.